is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. We are joined today by a singer-songwriter right now who's at home in Ireland, I believe. She has had a number one album in Dublin, and now she's got a number three album in Dublin, her brand new album, which is 10 years in the making. We would like to welcome to the Voice of America and to our show today, Roisin Oh, who is joining us to talk about the new album, Courageous. Welcome, Roisin.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be on.
Now, the name Roisin, tell me about the origins of that name. Yeah, I'm always trying to pronounce Irish names. They all have an O and an I, but they sound nothing at all like they're spelled. So where is Roisin from?
So Roisin in Irish, it means little rose. It's a pretty common enough name here in Ireland. You know, it's like the Irish version of rose, really.
And so, obviously names are beautiful and the Irish language, the accent is oftentimes very difficult to follow along with, but you have, obviously, but you're very easy to understand, and you're singing. I always wondered, you know, when you take an artist from another country, and then they sing in English, it always sounds very Americanized English, you know, the accent goes away. Why does that happen?
I think that's just normal from growing up and being influenced by so many great American singers. You know, I'm a huge fan of, well, she's Canadian, Joni Mitchell and James Taylor. And I grew up listening to people like that. And I think it just naturally comes in. I think now and again, you get my accent in the song, if I'm saying something that, like something like ma and da is what we call mother and father over here. And that will come across in some of the songs.
Now, I heard you say, you got the first song you're going to sing, the second song you're going to sing, and then the what song?
The third.
Third. There it is, the third. I love that.
33 and a third, yeah. That's a very Dublin way of saying it, yeah.
Roisin Oh is with us. Is the O for O'Reilly? Because I know that, you know, your brother Danny goes by Danny O'Reilly.
Yeah.
So is it O'Reilly?
It is O'Reilly, yeah. And when I was first starting out, there was actually another artist called Roisin O'Reilly. So I was thinking about how I would do it simpler and just took off the Riley.
Has it always been music for you? I mean, have you known from an early age this is the career you wanted to pursue, or did this come later?
Yeah, definitely. I think I got the bug when I was about 13. I was on a festival cruise around the Caribbean with my family, and I got up and sang for the first time when I was on that cruise. They were performing, and I sort of just got the bug ever since. I got a standing ovation, and I think ever since then I've been like chasing that feeling of wowing people with my voice, and it's something I've never lost. You know, and as kids, our parents were very, you know, they were in the industry too, and they really told us, you know, you need to get an education. So we all went to college, but the second I finished college, I was on the road. I was pursuing music. Yeah. And I haven't looked back since.
What did you study in college?
I studied an arts degree. So it was like a double major of geography and music. I was just going to go. Do you know what I mean? I wasn't really thinking about getting a job off the back of it.
Now, we were just talking about the influences you've had, and you mentioned your family. Well, your mom is Mary Black, and Mary Black is a very famous, you know, Irish singer throughout Ireland and throughout Europe. And so you grew up in, you know, mom's footsteps. You grew up watching her perform and probably hanging out backstage when she went out on stage. So I assume she had a large part in your choice of what you're doing.
Yeah, definitely. You know, not only was she's this huge, you know, almost like an icon here, especially back in the days of A Woman's Heart and No Frontiers. And I was lucky enough that I came along. I'm the youngest and I'm the only girl. And she took me on the road with her a lot. You know, by the time I came along, she sort of had the capability of saying, nah, she's going to come with me. This is life experience. So I would leave school a lot and just go on the road around Germany, around the States, and being on tour buses. And from a young age, I loved it. I love traveling the world. I love seeing new places and meeting new musicians, and playing with new musicians was something that I always found to be so exciting and my passion, you know? So yeah, I definitely looked up to her and the strength she had as an Irish woman to go into a job that was very male led. And really dominate in that job and still be a great mom and come home and take care of us and provide for us and everything. So yeah, it was definitely something that I always felt I could do because she did it, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, she's a big idol for me.
Have you done any songs with her? Have you two collaborated at this point?
Um, I'm trying to think. We haven't actually recorded anything together as a duet. I've done backing vocals on some of her albums, and we've toured the world together. And by the time I was about 18, I started opening the shows for her, and that's where I sort of got my, you know, my baptism into fire of being a performing musician was getting up on stage with my guitar before her shows and warming up the audience. And yeah, it was a great way. It was a great way to learn and get into it. But yeah, no, we haven't done anything together yet, but I wouldn't write it off. I think we did one song together with a lot of women in lockdown for charity. It was a Janice Ian song. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'd never write it off. Definitely down the line, maybe, you know.
You're gonna do exactly. A song for us, I guess, right now.
Yeah. I thought I'd do for you first. This is one from the album. It's the first single I released as Roshino in 2021, and it's probably my favorite song. I've really wore my heart on my sleeve for this one, for the album. It's called Heart and Bones.
All right, let's check it out. Here's Roshino and Heart and Bones on Border Crossings.
I've tried to sit down and write this song out. Feels like a thousand times, but I was always too scared of what I might find. But if I keep on blocking this pain out, it might be too late to heal my heart somehow.
Sings Roisin O, Heart and Bones. I love that song. So that's on the new album, which is Courageous.
Yeah, it is. To be honest with you, Heart and Bones really kicked off me writing the rest of the album. When I was in lockdown, I'd been in a band called Thanks Brother, and that had sort of come to a natural end. And I wrote Heart and Bones not really thinking or knowing what I was doing with my career. And when I released it, the reaction was so huge from people. I had so many people contacting me, telling me how much the song meant to them in different ways and how it got them through grief and loss. And when I got that connection again with my fans, it made me really want to record an album and release the rest of the songs I had written. And yeah, it just felt right. So that song was a big part of it.
This lockdown really, I mean, it made us really do a lot of thinking and soul searching, and kind of, you know, we started to figure out who we really are, because we were left with ourselves basically for 2 years.
Totally, 100%. And I think as a musician, it gave me a lot of time, like, because there was no shows, there's no promo, there's no touring. All I could really do was sit at home and write music. And in a way, it was very good. I wouldn't have had that chance otherwise. I'm always working and traveling. And to have that time to just sit and sit with your thoughts and your feelings, and that's all you can do, it really, the songs really poured out of me. And I don't know if it wasn't for lockdown and the pandemic, if I would have released this album, to be honest.
Were you nervous when you got back on stage for the first time after the 2.5 year break? I mean, it's kind of like it's all new again, you know, first time out there for a while.
Totally. I was very nervous. But I love being on stage so much. And to be honest with you, at first in the pandemic, I sort of liked the idea of everybody being on the same playing field. It was like a holiday in the best way, because you weren't missing out on any work, you know, and everybody was missing out on all the work, you know, right. So there was no competitiveness that I was missing out on. But then as the year and a half went on, you know, I really felt like, wow, are we going to have a career to go back to? And this isn't as fun as I thought it was. And when I got back on stage, eventually I was like, oh, this is what has been missing. This is the reason I'm a musician, is yes, I love songwriting and I love recording, but the real reason I do music is to get up on a stage and connect with however many people are in that room right in front of you. And there's no substitution for that, really, no matter how good the Zoom calls are, you know?
Right, right, right. We've got Roisin Oh on our show. Courageous is the new album, 10 years in the making. Was that by design, or what happened here that it was a 10-year period between albums?
I know. To be honest with you, I felt like I was still a kid when I released my first album. You know, I think I was 21, and I don't think I understood the grandiosity of releasing an LP. Do you know what I mean? I was like, yeah, I'll do this. I can do this. I'll throw it out there. And I think I was quite naive of how the way the industry worked. And I think I was, after I released that album, I don't know if it stunted my growth, but the idea of releasing another album became extremely daunting to me. And I just kept releasing singles. And then I started a band called Thanks Brother. So that put all my solo stuff to the side. And then eventually when, you know, I came back to it in 2021, I was like, wow, yeah, 10 years have passed. I think it's time for another one. Yeah.
It goes by so fast. We have Roisin Oh on our show. And would you mind doing a song for us? We'd love to hear another song.
Yeah, sure. This next one is actually one I wrote with a great Irish singer-songwriter called Gavin James. And the story of this song is basically that last song I played, Heart and Bones, it came out here and I got quite good radio play. And the person I wrote it about, I bumped into in the park, and he asked me, what is that Heart and Bones song about? And this is the song that basically describes that conversation.
All right, here's Roisin Oh on Border Crossings.
Can we talk a little while? Find a way to change your mind. You walk away every time. Why'd I ever say goodbye? You're in my head every night. Do I ever cross your mind? Do you ever think about us? Now we're strangers on the street. And no one knows what's underneath. I could try to walk away, but all I wanna do is stay. I'm lost for words anyway. 'Cause all we had was stolen. Stolen. It's for you. I always you ask me what I write about. How have you not worked it out? It's hard enough to take. We didn't give it all away, it was stolen. How you doing? How you been? You ask me how are things with him? We're holding in the words to say while we hide the years away. I know you think we can't get back, but we're not lost, we're stolen, stolen. It's for you, it's for you.
That's Roisin Oh, and that's a song called what? What was the name of the song?
Stolen.
So that is that the new single, Stolen?
That is, well, right now the new single is Better Now, but Stolen was the one before that, yeah.
Oh, so you're riding a wave. Everything is going great for you right now.
Yeah.
And the tour is underway, you know, so you just have a European tour. I see you got shows at home in Dublin, you got the European. You're going anywhere outside of Europe with the tour?
Yes, I am. I am actually hoping that I'll be getting over to the States in October, November. I'll be opening the show for the Coronas for my brother. He's there. Those guys are on tour, so I play keyboards with them on their live shows. So I'm going with them. I'm going to open the show and play some music with them too. So I can't wait. I haven't gotten played in the States in years now, you know. So I'm absolutely buzzing to get back over.
Now tell me about this performance for J.J. Abrams and Steven Spielberg. That must have been very daunting, I guess, as any artist from any country.
It was the most surreal thing ever. So J.J. Abrams puts on this Oscar party. It's called Oscar Wilde Awards. And he sort of has this contingency of where he gives awards, the Oscar Wilde Awards, to people in the field every year. But every year he gets two Irish bands, like an established band and an up and coming band. And a few years back, he asked me to come over, and it was so crazy. It was in the Bad Robot Productions, like in his production company's buildings, and they had a green carpet instead of a red carpet. But it was the first time I've experienced anything like it. And I walked onto the green carpet, and like, it's just like this wall of paparazzi, like on this, like, you know, on like bleachers, and it's just flashes and they're all screaming your name. But like, obviously they had read my name, like many Americans, and were like, Roisin, over this way. Like, it's Roisin. But yeah, that was so surreal. Then we got in and we were performing at the show, and literally like Steven Spielberg had his own little section right in front of us, like right in front of me. And he had his phone up and he was recording like the whole set. Like it was so bizarre. It was the most bizarre thing. We met so many actors from Star Trek and Star Wars that had movies out at the time, and like Idris Elba and like all these amazing, amazing, like proper Hollywood stars. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever done in my life.
Well, what is coming up after the album, the tour, the album, and then what's next for Roisin Oh?
So the album, yeah, the album just came out here, and it just went to number 3 in the charts.
Congratulations.
Here.
That's and great.
Number one Irish album as well. Ed Sheeran pipped me. He's doing like 5 stadium gigs here. So at the moment, all his albums are back in the charts. It's very annoying. But if I had to lose out to anyone, it's good to be him. But no, so I'm so thrilled with how it's going. And we're still in the middle of the tour. We're doing another 3 gigs on our tour around Ireland. And then I'll be heading on tour with Coronas and a few other bands. And doing the festival season, obviously, here this summer as well, which I can't wait because we haven't had a festival season in so long. You know, it's going to be great.
I know how much is on you, 'cause I've been turning all these nights on my own too. And if you miss me now, you'll miss me when I want you, 'cause I know you only love me when it's fun. But do you really mean it? Lately I've been reading back on all the words you've said, and I can't believe I let you speak to me that way. I'm finally breathing for the first time in a while. I'm doing better, 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 better now. I'm coming up for air. I hope you're better, 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 better now. 'Cause a love like that would have torn us both down. I know how much you've gone through, but I didn't deserve to take the brunt of that. And if you hurt me once, will you hurt me if I come? You keep telling me you don't mean it like that, but I still can't believe it. How could I let you speak to me that way? I'm finally breathing for the first time in a while. I'm doing better, 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 better now. I'm coming up for air and I won't be pulled.
Border Crossings, Roisin Oh, sold out show. They were singing the words to your song. Album is number 3 on the charts. Life is good.
Yes, life is great. I cannot complain, to be honest with you. Yeah, things are going so well for me, and I'm really grateful to be able to do what I love, you know.
And so the tour is going on. It'll continue to expand and include America and a few other places. Hopefully Africa will invite you to come and perform there by the end of this interview.
Yeah.
People will get to meet you in Africa. Now we're closing up here because we only have a couple of minutes left. But since we do have an international global audience, which includes the troops as well, I wanted to give you a chance to say hi to everybody that are tuned in. If you have a message or greeting or thoughts that you want to share, please do.
Yeah, well, I'd like to say hello to everybody across the world who's listening to Border Crossings. My name is Roisin Ó, and I hope you've enjoyed my songs today. And if you do, you know, look me up on Spotify. I've got lots more music on there, and I'll hopefully see you in your country soon playing a show.
Now, tell me about the social media sites. Where can they find you?
Well, the main one I work on is Instagram. I've connected with most people there, and that's Roisin Ó Music. And all my handles on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all those are Roisin Ó Music, or O-I-S-I-N-Ó Music.
I'm glad you spelled it, because it isn't spelled like it sounds, you know, for the benefit of those around the world. Roisin Ó is our guest. And you say Instagram is your main social media? Okay. Do you have a website as well?
I do, yeah, roisinó.com.
Roisinó.com. Now you can get the new Courageous album on Spotify and iTunes and everywhere you can get music these days. And congratulations on all the success. And don't wait so long for the next album. When you're here in D.C., please do come in our studios. We'd love to meet you in person and have you on once again.
For sure. Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
No, thank you so much. Roisin Ó is our guest. Courageous is the name of the new album. My name is Larry London, and you are watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.